This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, transcribed from Hollywood.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing to wear.
Good evening, this is Bing Crosby. I joined Buddy Cole in the group now in a nice old standard entitled "You Took Advantage of Me," one of Rogers and Hart's very best.
I'm a sentimental sap, that's all. What's the use of trying not to fall? I have no will, you made your kill, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm just like an apple on a bough, and you're gonna shake me down somehow. So what's the use? You done cooked my goose, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear. I suffer something awful each time you go, but I'm much worse when you're near. Here am I with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms where you're concerned. So lock the doors and call me yours, 'cause you took advantage of me. For something awful each time you go, much worse when you're near. Here am I with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms for your concerns. So lock the doors, call me yours, 'cause you took advantage of me. Oh yes, you took advantage of me.
Have you seen the current issue of Look magazine? That's the one with Grace Kelly on the cover. Really fascinating picture. The beauteous Grace, leading lady of the motion picture Country Girl, incidentally, really dresses up, I think, this special issue of Look. Also in the magazine, you'll find Look's predictions for 1955. You know, the future has revealed itself to soothsayers in various ways. Tea leaves, moles on the face of the body, lines in the human palm, or through cards, or magic circles, or grains of sand, or configurations, or juxtapositions of stars. Devotees still find new meanings in the veiled prophecies of Nostradamus, but Look's prognosticators rely on the facts of history and on the laws of science. You Americans, an astute European once said, always keep your face turned to the future. I guess that's pretty true. We certainly do. As a people, we probably read more gossip columns and buy more tip sheets and consult more alleged experts than any people who ever lived. Our past is short, that's true, and so is our patience. Yesterday's newspaper, you know, is as dead as today's will be the minute the next edition comes out. It's tomorrow with which we're fascinated. We talk about it, and we plan for it, we bet on it. We search for its promise or look for its threat. We like to guess, and we want to know. The editors revive an old Look tradition by devoting a great deal of this issue to the central theme, I predict. count the predictions. Don't try to read the image of the future in tea leaves or goat's gizzards or crystal balls or anything like that. They are the prognostications of experts. People are supposed to know, who tell us what reasonable men may reasonably expect in 1955. We know that these prophecies are, I guess you could better describe them as informed guesses. I know they're going to mean different things to different readers. They contain an unexpected mixture of comfort and uncertainty and, in some cases, hope. Some of these predictions happily reinforce the familiar New Year's wishes of Americans everywhere, offering some measure of hope for decency and order and peace in the world. Others don't, and then will be found intimations of anxiety and stress up ahead. But any thoughtful appraisal of tomorrow's alternatives can serve as a guide for us, like life buoys on the sea before us, that sea of time, tantalizing, turbulent, dark, and unrevealed, on which all of us move into the future. Well, here's a list of the predictions. Mind you, these are looks, not mine. First, the GOP's future is going to be up to Ike. Second, coexistence is going to be the hottest world issue. Third, newcomers will hit the top on stage and screen. Fourth, color television will lag way behind black and white. Fifth, Russia will promote a Cold War armistice. Sixth, it's going to be a bitter winter, followed by a warm spring. Seventh, we'll see the beginning of the end of polio. Eighth, the Yanks and the Braves will meet in the World Series. Well, DeRocher don't know about this, I guess. Nine, the country will be more prosperous than in 1954. Ten, the two-piece swimsuit will make a comeback. Well, isn't that interesting? 11, more appliances will be built into America's homes. 12, orange juice will come powdered or freshly squeezed. Well, see here. 13, men will wear bathing suit tops as sports shirts. Can't wait to slip into one of them. 14, coast to coast in 75 minutes by 1965. 15, Europe is going to return to the frivolous 20s. Well, that's the list. 15 of them. Grab yourself a copy of Look, and you can dig into these predictions further. They develop them a little more. We don't have the time here. Now, here's a song which I predict is going to be a big hit. At least it has been for some time.
Stars in your eyes. Love never made a fool of you. You used to be too wise. Hey there, you on that high flying cloud. Though she won't throw a crumb to you, well, you think someday she's gonna come to you. You'd better forget her. Her with her nose in the air. She has you dancing on a string. Break it and she won't care. Won't you take this advice I hand you like a brother? Or are you not seeing things too clear? Are you too much in love to hear? Is it all going in one ear and out the other? you take this advice. I hand you like a brother. Or are you not seeing things too clear? Are you too much in love to hear? Is it all going in one ear and out the other?
Thank you, Buddy and boys.
Now, here's a beautiful song, and a rather tender thing. It's written by Mr. Newman. He's a brother to Mr. Al Newman, the very talented and very well-known director of music at the 20th Century Fox Studios. It's called Who Gave You the Roses?
That's the end of this 15. Good night, then, and thank you very much.
Be sure to hear Bing Crosby again tomorrow night, transcribed from Hollywood.
You've just been enjoying some great singing by Bing Crosby, and no doubt you're hankering for more. You'll get more tomorrow night. Also tomorrow evening, over most of these same CBS radio stations, you can hear America's popular songstress, Rosemary Clooney, on her own sparkling show. Tomorrow, Rosemary will sing such favorites as From This Moment On, Mr. and Mrs., In a Little Spanish Town, and Mambo Italiano. Be sure you're there when Rosemary Clooney sings Thursdays on CBS Radio. Tennessee Ernie stars Monday through Friday evenings on the CBS Radio Network.
Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy music.